This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the Delete Uber Drive. There's an old saying that what goes around comes around, and that was never truer than the huge hit that the arrogant, bullying, worker-exploiting Uber ride-sharing service has taken since the company once again tripped over its own greed last weekend, when it showed its true colors once again in the wake of President Trump's immigrant-bashing ban. I started out calling this one a little wrong. I could tell on social media that there was a Delete Uber Drive that was going viral, but at first I just thought they were simply getting outshone by their competitor Lyft, which had shrewdly ridden the wave of protest and opposition and garnered publicity worth many times the value of their contribution by dropping a cool million on the ACLU to help in its legal fights to break the ban. They weren't alone, since ACLU collected $20 million total over the weekend, proving that there are rewards for doing the right thing. One of my Facebook friends clued me in that the Uber fury was based on their strike breaking. I'd known that the well-regarded 18,000-member New York Taxi Workers Alliance, a quasi-union affiliated with the AFL-CIO, had called a one-hour strike around New York's JFK Airport to protest the Muslim ban. Many of its members are immigrants, including a fair number of Muslims, so this was a righteous action for them. Almost all of us who travel have succumbed to Uber somewhere or another. In my case, it was in Mexico City, Christmas 2015, when it was the only way I could get a ride from my family to the airport to head home at 4:30 a.m. in the morning after I was defeated by the cab company and in desperation. So we know about the way surge pricing works. The price of the fare goes up when demand goes up. Demand goes up during sporting events, parades, rain, snow, and it turns out, taxi worker strikes. Halfway during a one-hour strike, Uber turned off its surge so that people can get a ride from JFK during the protest more cheaply. Later, when they realized they'd also run into a wall of protests themselves, they dissembled with some alternative facts, claiming they had turned off the surge to make it easier for people to get to JFK in order to protest. The real facts were that they left their surge on getting to the airport and turned it off for those leaving the airport. Sounds like strike breaking and boost the ban activity, doesn't it? Now, thousands have surged to delete Uber from their smartphones in protest. Uber is getting all the trouble it's earned. The Uber CEO, Travis Kalanick, then was forced to try to explain why he has been all cozied up to Trump since the election, including agreeing to serve on a transportation committee appointed by the White House. He responded that he would work with anyone trying to deal with transportation. Anyone is a pretty broad list, which includes most of the autocrats and dictators around the world, many of whom have already seemed to be too close to Uber, since bullies like bullies sometimes in a birds of a feather kind of thing. Whatever problems Uber is having now couldn't happen to a more deserving gang of folks. Now we'll see how they like a little disruption and a lot of deletion. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.